That run by Joe Gantz, 20-0. The extra point good. The Huskers lead it here at halftime, 21-0 over New Mexico State. And Husker fans and farmers, launch your yield with AgriSure 3000 GT, the new triple stack with glyphosate and Liberty Tolerance, plus corn borer and rootworm resistance for maximum hybrid performance without yield drag. So, again, Garth Seed Company, check that AgriSure 3000 GT. We are joined at halftime, as usual, our special guest at halftime, the president of the University of Nebraska System, President James B. Milliken. J.B., I tell you what, we're smiling a little bit more here than we have here than last week.
It's great to be up here at halftime when it's 21-0, Adrian. Yeah. And there's a lot of things that are going on the field going very well today.
Yeah, we like it. We like the way the secondary is playing and those tight ends are playing well. JB, a lot of important things going on at the university. The university hosted a number of international visitors this week. What was the occasion? And tell us about that.
Well, this is the first reverse trade mission that Governor Heinemann hosted, where there were about 120 visitors from a number of countries around the world, mainly China, Japan, and Brazil, visited Nebraska to visit some leading companies here, looking for trade possibilities, collaboration with Nebraska private sector businesses, but also visited our campuses at the university, the Peter Kiewit Institute, agricultural research at UNL, and at our medical center, looking for research opportunity. I was impressed by the caliber of the people that were here and the excitement about being in Nebraska.
Creates some additional opportunities. You know, you talk about the technology park going on at State Fair, but again, this is another way that may enhance that development also.
Absolutely right. Our campuses have research relationships and student exchange and faculty relationships with many other countries. The medical center is a part of the state's office in Japan, where they're working on biomedical research opportunities. Just opened up new partnerships with China. UNL has one of the few Confucius Institutes in the country, where the Chinese government is a co-sponsor for foreign language, Chinese language training, and culture training. And the medical center has just launched some new research collaboratives with China. So we're very excited about these partnerships. It's important for Nebraska that the university be involved in this.
Great potential. JB, what kinds of international programs does the university already have in place internationally?
Well, we've got exchange programs, of course, where we have students come to the university from about 100 countries around the world. We have about 2,500 students enrolled this year from countries around the world at Kearney, Omaha, Lincoln, and at the medical center, mainly from Japan, China, India are the primary suppliers. Plus, we send over 1,000 of our students abroad to get an experience. And increasingly, this is a more and more important experience for Nebraska students. It's important, we're located in the middle of this continent, that we give our students the same opportunities that they would have if they're on the East or West Coast, that the Nebraska education includes exposure to business and culture around the world, because that's what they're going to be doing when they get out of school.
JB, it's always opportunities involved in this university. Always.
It's great opportunities, yeah. And it's due to the resourcefulness and the entrepreneurship of our faculty who are out there trying to make these things happen, who are building relationships with their colleagues around the world and opening doors for our students.
That's J.B. Milliken. He is president of the University of Nebraska System. J.B., always good to see you. We'll look forward to our session next week. Good luck.
Thanks. Keep it going, Adrian.
We're going to try to do that. Husker fans, Tier 1 Bank takes the extra step offering the free checking with a free Visa check card, free internet bill pay, and a free gift. Open your free personal or business checking account at any one of the Tier Bank's 69 locations or visit tier1bank.com. Tier 1 Bank, member FDIC. Our score at halftime, Nebraska 21 and New Mexico State 0. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to the Husker Sports Network.